Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday morning. And let's take a look at what happened this past week. And maybe we can call it position squaring ahead of USDA's big report. We've seen a lot of private analysts come out with their guesses. And Monday morning, a few of those questions will be answered, won't they, Roy?
Well, at least preliminary. I think position squaring is a good way of describing what's been going on this last, actually, five trading days since the 31st of August. And we've seen corn and beans sell off a little bit from their peaks. But just prior to that, we had new record highs. So, you know, kind of choose your poison, I guess.
And I was going to say this week the markets had the feel of being weaker, and I was going to ask you whether that's the beginning of a harvest slide or is that just simply because we're waiting on USDA numbers.
It's very common to see the market, especially the soybean market, trend up going into this USDA report that comes out actually Monday morning at 7:30 because there, of course, is no trading on the 10th, which is Saturday. And a lot of times we'll see the market kind of get all bullish and cranked up, and then when that crop report comes out, it's maybe not as friendly as what the traders expect. And, you know, I just get the feeling that there are an awful lot of people that think that this report is going to show dramatically lessened corn production, and nobody said too much about beans, but from all indications, I think the bean crop, at least here in Nebraska, is probably going to be an all-time record yield because we've had some rains.
And I was going to say that on the private analysts that have come out, you know, they have the soybeans within a bushel, it seems like, at least the guess. But this range on what they think corn is going to be is quite a bit wider. So, you know, maybe there's some uncertainty there yet, huh?
There's a lot of uncertainty because corn was a very critical stage, just pollinating during the worst of the hot, dry weather in July. So, and, you know, my own experience around here, I did some scouting day before yesterday, or actually Wednesday, and we just saw an awful lot of variability in the cornfields. There's some awfully good corn out there, but there are also these big yellow spots, and anywhere there's one of these big yellow spots, the ears are a lot smaller and in some cases missing.
You know, if we had the ability to predict the future, of course, we'd be in a different business, but, you know, I wonder if the feeling is, are we going to go into a harvest slide until we get to, you know, November or December again?
I think there's a good possibility that that the report Monday and maybe the subsequent report after that is going to show dramatically lower yields. The real question is that already in the market? And looking at the charts, you'd have to think that, yes, it probably a lot of that is in the market, where we had that real strong market there the last part of August. Maybe the market is supposedly forecasting this yield and has already taken that into account.
So if the market doesn't see those dramatically lower numbers on Monday, probably a bearish